You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus: God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Here ends the reading. It's often said that Ash Wednesday is the threshold over which we step into the season of Lent. In generations past, it seemed Christians knew more about what they were stepping into. Today, society as a whole pays no attention to Ash Wednesday and Lent, and this inattention is reflected in the lives of many Christians as well. Ash Wednesday may be even more neglected this year, given the pandemic and the reality that many are still not worshiping in person. Some congregations are not offering Ash Wednesday services, so that many Lutherans may slip past Ash Wednesday without realizing it. Sadly, this distancing from the rhyme and rhythm of the church year may keep us from hearing again that stark, solemn reminder spoken to Adam by the Lord God: you are dust, and to dust you shall return, as it says in Genesis 3:19. Normally, these words call us to repentance and return during Lent as we come face to face with the shortness and frailty of human life. However, our reading for today serves the same purpose, as Jesus tells a parable about men who trusted in themselves and treated others with contempt. He contrasts those with the tax collector, who knows himself to be a sinner, unwilling to even lift his eyes to heaven, praying simply, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ash Wednesday and Lent are about coming to grips with our own sinfulness, realizing, acknowledging that we cannot justify or trust in ourselves, so that we turn anew to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died and was raised for us, that we might be forgiven, saved, and redeemed by God's grace. The journey of Lent is intended to create and renew in us a broken and contrite heart, as it says in Psalm 51, verse 17. It's to create and renew in us a broken and contrite heart, humility in the presence of God and others, which causes us to see our need for a Savior, to yield to Him as our Lord and God, responding by loving and serving our neighbor. In this sense, Ash Wednesday and Lent are a reorientation of our hearts and lives, as our eyes are turned once again away from the many things toward the one thing which is needful, Jesus Christ, as it says in John 10, verse 42. May Ash Wednesday and Lent find us humbly sitting at the feet of Jesus by way of these brief daily devotions, with renewed focus on our Savior and Lord. Pray with me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. A Lenten response: Make the sign of the cross on your forehead as a remembrance.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.